Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
We are joined now by Barstool Sports, Celtics scribe, tireless, and right now putting a lot of great content out there on Barstool. I'm talking, of course, about the great Dan Greenberg, a.k.a. Greeny, a.k.a. Scooby Greenberg, as Kendrick Perkins likes to call him, who joins us here on the program right now. Greeny, how are we doing tonight?
Oh, Arcan, it's been an emotional 48 hours.
I would imagine it's been an emotional week in general with everything that's gone on here. I do want to get your take on some of the trades that got made earlier in the week. But first, has the first round of the NBA draft always taken 4 hours, or am I crazy?
I think it was probably longer than we felt, just because we were, you know, so nervous with anticipation. It felt like the countdown for their pick at 28. I feel like the clock was moving twice as slow as every other pick, you know, ahead of time. It was quite a night.
Yeah, it certainly was. How'd you feel about the pick? Was there somebody else that you wanted? Did you want Gonzalez? Did you want them to trade up? I thought that Mark Williams trade that happened with the pick after the Celtics was certainly an interesting one, considering they need help at the five position. But what was your take on the pick and what they did and did not do?
Yeah, I mean, when the pick was at 27 and you're waiting and you're thinking, okay, is this going to be a center? Is this going to be a position of need? You know, I didn't know at that time that Hugo Gonzalez even existed on this planet. Then they pick him, and the, you know, 24 hours since, when I've just been staying up until 3 a.m. watching his highlight tapes, I don't know how I've lived without Hugo Gonzalez all these years. Like, I didn't know I needed him, but now that I've seen him, I just, you know, I'm in. I want him to go to Vegas. I want to see it in person, and hopefully in about an hour they take the center that they desperately need, and it's an okay draft.
Now, you may think that Greeny was being sarcastic just now. I texted you after the round ended, and I felt bad because I was like, oh, it's kind of late to be texting Greeny here. And I was like, hey, if you want to come on tomorrow, 7:30 is wide open. I wake up the next morning. I get a text back from you at like 2:30. It's like, yeah, sure.
Listen,
no problem.
Listen, you get hooked on Hugo. You get hooked on Hugo. Dangerous things can happen.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. So what do you like so much about him?
Well, based on what I've seen, you know, and then read up on today, people are comparing him to maybe a young bench Christian Brown, which I think is a huge win if he's 75% of what Christian Brown is over with the Nuggets. You watch him, his on-ball pressure is crazy. We just saw in the finals how important that can be. He's got, you know, great help side defense. He's blocking shots at the rim. They say he can't shoot, but he didn't miss a single shot in any of the highlights I saw.
So it's funny how that works, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. And they're in a position where, you know, Brad has to hit on these picks. And in previous years, we didn't have minutes for a developmental wing or a project, especially at the wing position. We now have that. I'm okay if they feel like this is a position of need, especially when you don't know if they're going to be offloading Sam Hauser in the next few hours. You know, you are pretty thin at wing pretty quickly. So if this is a guy that they feel can get some developmental minutes and turn into something, let's see, you know, if Brad can get one of these right.
Don't they have a couple of guys like this, though, and Jordan Walsh and Shireman? Aren't those considered developmental wings in the system right now?
Definitely, and I think they're under the same microscope, you know, that Hugo would be. This is their opportunity to play, and you have to remember, Jordan Walsh only has a $200,000 guarantee for next season. So, you know, there's no guarantee he's here long-term. So if you need to then replace him, here's another bigger defensive wing while Shireman is your in-theory Sam Hauser shooter. You know, this is what this season has to be for all these guys. It's why I want them to get off George Niang's money, because I don't need a 32-year-old taking up minutes in a developmental season. I'd rather lose and struggle with young development than lose and struggle with, like, George Niang playing 15 minutes, because I just think they're on different timelines.
Well, then how does someone like Anfernee Simons play into that, what you just described right there of a developmental season? Because I thought that was a dynamite trade by Brad Stevens to be able to get a talent like that in here for an aging player like Holiday. The Porzingis trade I didn't like quite so much for the reasons you just mentioned, but how does someone like Simons fit into what you're describing here?
So he's your ace up the sleeve, right? Because it's almost a no-risk situation, because you get to test him out in the first few months of the season. If it just seems like his defense is never going to improve or it's not the right fit, you can flip that $27 million expiring at the deadline. That's a valuable asset. If it turns out you hit on the player and he does fit your culture and it's, you know, the reverse Derek White, where you can fix his defense the same way they fixed Derek's offense, now you have a chance to extend a player who's on your same age timeline as your core. If for whatever reason he walks for nothing, you still get the financial relief and you got the two picks in that trade. So there's really no downside to how it shakes out. You just hope that if he's here for the long term, he can show that he's able to defend at a passable level. He's not the worst guard defender in the league like he has been as a Blazer. And if not, hopefully Brad is able to use that salary vehicle to bring in better win now pieces.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
We're talking with Dan Greenberg, a.k.a. Stool Greeny from Barstool Sports, joining us here on the Christian Arcan Show. Greeny, with all that sort of being said here, the dance that Brad Stevens is attempting to do is one that is not, you don't want to be considered someone who's blowing up the roster or trying to dump a ton of salary. You don't want to be making trades where they're very uneven, but you're doing them all for financial reasons. The Porzingis trade, it's hard to describe as anything other than that. How do you think Stevens is doing so far this offseason trying to negotiate those two things? And what other moves do you foresee him executing here, either tonight or in the near future?
So you can only really evaluate the plan based off what we know, right?
Right.
Like, it obviously will look different when the dust settles. But we knew heading into the summer that they had to get under the apron. And at the time, we all thought they were going to have to attach assets to offload this money. In reality, you gained two draft picks for offloading the money. So they didn't break up the core. You still have Jaylen Brown. You still have Derek White. Peyton Pritchard's still here. They were able to offload the money we all knew was going out the door, unfortunately, right? If Drew Holiday signed for a $20 million extension instead of 34, he doesn't get traded,
right?
But he did. That's what the money is for. So in that aspect, I think he comes out ahead. You know, it's a little surprising that Porzingis was just a straight salary dump, just because when he was healthy, he was serviceable, but you take the $22 million savings. Last night, okay, fine, you want to draft a project, great, but you need to address the center position because the free agent market is gross. You don't know the futures of Al or Cornette, so that's the next part that we have to evaluate his summer. I do not think that they can go strictly into the free agent market and think they're going to find any sort of playable, passable center. I'd rather give those minutes to a developmental project center, you know, be the guy from Creighton, be the guy from Stanford. I don't care who it is, just take someone at the position of need.
Who are some of the free – I saw you tweeting about this. Who was on that – who's on the free agent list for the bigs?
It's awful. I don't even want to say it online. Okay. You may get banned by radio. But honestly, just look up Mamu on the Spurs. He has my heart right now. Mamu, he's a lefty. He's like 6'10", 6'11". He shoots threes. He can put the ball on the floor. I tweeted out a video. I think he had 34 points and made 7-for-7 from three against the Knicks. He's incredible. He plays on the minimum, or at least he did this past year. He's, if you have to go the minimum market, give me a guy that I know can fit into Missoula ball, and let's get crazy.
Okay. Mamu, I'm not familiar. Is that like a one-name guy? Like
Mamu,
Nene?
M-A-N-U. Yeah, kind of. Well, he's got a huge – it's like his last name is 35 letters, but everyone just calls him Mamu.
Just Mamu. Yeah. All right, that's probably better for all of us then. All right, before we let you go, last night Brad Stevens had an interesting answer about Joe Mazzulla and an extension for Joe Mazzulla, and he says, we've got Joe for multiple years, but I thought they only had Joe for one more year. B-Rob was writing that there was maybe an extension that happened that no one knows about. Do you know anything about that, or was that maybe a misstatement by Stevens last night?
I mean, I don't want to break news, but I'm pretty sure he signed a blood contract where it's just job for life, rightfully earned.
Okay. But I would, like in the mafia.
At least maybe that's just what I'm hoping for.
Right.
But I do think it was interesting when Brad said, you know, we try to keep those in-house. It wouldn't surprise me if they did give him an extension after the title and they just didn't tell anybody, because I'm trying to remember, when was the last time we ever heard of a coaching extension? I guess, granted, you know, Ime wasn't around long enough for it. I can't remember if they ever formally announced any with Brad, and he was here for 7-8 years. So the way that he phrased it and the fact that he began by saying we keep it in-house tells me it wouldn't surprise me if they did extend him and we just had no idea.
Yeah, that's interesting, though, because you think, like, after the championship, that would have been a very popular move. They would have wanted to let everybody know, yeah, the guy we just won the championship with, we've extended, and he's going to be here for however long. You think that would have been an easy one to want to go to press with?
Yeah, I mean, everyone, you and I got extensions from the Celtics, you know, coming out of that.
True,
they were
yeah.
throwing those things out left and right.
Right, it's everybody on the entire team, except for poor O'Shea Brissett. Everybody on that entire team got brought back. You're right.
Yeah, that's true. That's tough.
I thought that was an interesting little piece there. That's Dan Greenberg, Barstool Sports. Greeny, great stuff as always. Enjoy the second round, and enjoy your deep dive late into the evening of whoever it is they pick at 34. I'm sure you'll be up late again.
Oh, we're grinding center tape until the sun comes up, for sure.
Very good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.